Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today and all of you that support this podcast every single week. It means a lot to us that you do. I don't take it for granted. I promise you, I really appreciate you. It means so much that you are locked in. So many of you let me know that this podcast is something that feeds your spirit every single week. And I appreciate you for sharing that and letting us know that. Let me tell you, I'm excited about this podcast, excited about being a blessing to you and yours. And make sure you follow me, josephwalker3.org. That's my website. Get all the books and content, Joseph Walker 3. That's the number 3. Follow me there on Instagram and let me know that you are tuned in, that you are listening. And, you know, this is the place we come together as leaders. Iron sharpens iron. It's been about 15, sometimes 20 minutes together, just imparting, sharing, hearing. And so many of you let me know that this is really life-changing for you, and I appreciate that. And I want you to share with as many people as you can. I want you to take the link and invite someone else to be a part of this great community. We got some things we're going to be doing, and I hope you'll be a part of that. I also want you to make sure you go over to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, and listen to Dr. Steph and I's YouTube page. That would mean a lot to us if you did. We appreciate it. Hope you'll do that. Join us there. It will be a tremendous blessing if you did. So join us there and we appreciate you. Today, I want to talk about a topic that a lot of folk may not talk about, but I think it's real. And it's about, it should be a marriage and a merger. Now, this is relationship oriented for leaders. And I think every leader has to think about this, particularly when you are dating or when you are married. You have to think about why you came together. Yes, you love the person. I get all that. Yeah, I'm going to get all mushy and all that. But I want you to really hear this from a leadership perspective. Why am I bringing it up? Because I want you to make certain that you position your marriage in the right direction and that you marry correctly. Now, I want to say this. When I say a marriage and a merger, the marriage meaning that it should meet your spiritual, physical, emotional needs, yes. Merger is that you came together as two individuals and you came together with certain assets, certain visions, certain ideas, and you merge those things together. The question is, how do those things work and become great together? Let's talk about that. See, marriage, number one, is a business. Make no mistake about it. And when I say that, I'm saying that you're bringing assets and bringing them to the table. You're bringing vision to the table. You're bringing all this great stuff that you've done, businesses, et cetera, and you are bringing that together with somebody else. You can't tell me that's not a business side to marriage. So yes, let's be clear. Marriage should be spiritual at first. It should minister to you spiritually, emotionally, physically, and otherwise. I get it. I teach it. I marry people and tell them that. But there is a business side to marriage. It has a lot to do with assets. If you don't think there's a business side to marriage, then have a 600 credit score and marry somebody with a 400 and find out how quickly it's a business. So it's important that you approach it as such, that you have these detailed conversations about assets, about dreams, about visions, about business, about things you want to do and how those things can either work together or how you can support each other in those things coming to fruition. This is an incredible thing for leaders to hear. And many of you right now may be listening with your spouse or your future spouse and say, you know what, that makes sense. We haven't had that real conversation. One of the worst things you could ever do is just go through life saying, oh, it's just going to work out. Oh, it's just going to work out. That means you don't have a plan. You don't have a strategy for it. So I'm telling you today, there is a business side to your marriage. Second thing I want you to hear is level up, man. Level up. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to come on up here, man, where a person is. When you're marrying somebody, You got to be at that level. Marry people at that level where you are. Don't compromise that. I'm not saying they have to make as much money as you, but they have to have the capacity to envision themselves with more than where they are. They have to have that drive, that level up, you know, intellectually, level up spiritually, level up, you know, in every area, because you deserve that. When you come together, you think about it like this, that everybody has skin in the game. If you ever seen a merger of two businesses, they're always thinking about, well, you have assets, I have assets, I'm leveling up, I'm putting something on the table to make this make sense. What are you putting on the table to make it make sense that somebody actually wants to be with you for the rest of their life, other than, well, you know, we get along well, you know, well, you know, we love each other. All that's great. But you got to level up and realize that God is bringing you together to do something in the earth, to be fruitful and to multiply. God's bringing you together to do some extraordinary things, and you got to level up. It's time to start working on yourself and level up to the degree that you recognize that I've got to be in a position to help my mate meet certain objectives. Here's the third thing. You have to be complementary and not competitive regarding your vision. Some people are just competing, man. This is not what we do. You have to complement one another. If you're in competition with the person that you live with, that you, you know, that you're married to forever, you're going to be in a miserable situation, because one, the person's going to feel like they can never do anything without, you know, being criticized or looked at crazy. You're going to always feel like you're always in this catch 22, trying to surpass them, but also trying to support them. It just comes a point, man, whatever you do, make sure that it complements one another. That's one of the things my wife and I think about all the time, that our visions, they complement each other. That God would never give me something that's going to be in conflict with what she does, and certainly not going to give me something that would be in competition to what she does. That every single thing we do, we find a point of commonality. How can we complement each other's vision and make things happen? That's what leadership is about. The fourth thing is asset management. Asset management, ladies and gentlemen. When you're bringing assets to the table, you got money, they got money, think about ways in which you could protect your money together. For example, one of those great shields would be LLC. How do you create an LLC for your business? How do you create, for example, you know, if your last name is Johnson, the Johnson Holding Company that has LLCs, and you do business through that so that your personal assets are protected? I would suggest finding an attorney and helping them to understand your vision and what you're trying to accomplish, and asking them, is it in your best interest to set up an LLC to protect your assets? You have to protect your personal assets when you're out here doing business, operating in vision. You have to protect it. And so my recommendation to you is going to be, make certain that you really talk to an attorney and figure out how do you create asset management, not only LLCs, but what are you thinking about the future? Like, what are you thinking about? What is your retirement plan, your portfolio looks like? I mean, these are things when you come together, getting the right financial advisor to make certain that you're reaching your benchmarks. You're getting married. It's a business side to this. You're merging. So you're bringing assets together. How can we then meet our benchmarks earlier? Is there a way we could pay off debt earlier, and then we could centralize things and really have a plan? I mean, you have to think about these things. And it's so important. Get a game plan together and you'd be amazed. I mean, you would be amazed at how it all flows together. Now, here's the other thing. Number five, branding is essential. Now, I talk a lot about this because that matters. I mean, you follow my wife and I, you know, we brand, man. We're branding, and we're branding ourselves. Like, you are the brand. So for us, we think about, you know, becoming a couple of destiny is a brand. You know, our life, our journey, our truth is a part of that brand. People identify us with that brand. And you have to get to a place where you determine, are we going to have one singular brand for our family or multiple brands? But at the end of the day, it's important that you truly, truly, truly understand how essential the brand is. The brand can bring assets to you. A point of identification, it centralizes all of the ventures that you're doing, puts you in a good place to win. Have a wonderful and strong enough brand that can carry you and move you forward. Branding matters. All right, here's number six. Maintain balance. Woo! Y'all, let me tell you something. This means you're going to have to juggle everything to be efficient. My wife and I, we talk about this on our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We share this whole episode on balance, and it's not always easy. You know, when you're juggling, that means you're obligated to touch everything. When you are branding, man, when you think about that, when you are truly, truly branding yourself and people have an expectation about what that looks like, then when you start branding yourself, you're able at that point to come to a place where you set the expectations around what balance looks like. These are things we fundamentally will or will not do. And so now you have to think about what things are important for you and your family. It's a business decision. For us, we made a business decision about when we would shut down in terms of like doing things in the evening or doing things on the weekend or how often we would do it or how often we would travel. I mean, you have to make business decisions if you're going to maintain balance. If you have children, they have activities. If you're married and you need to pour into your marriage, I mean, you have to make real life business decisions. And some people shy away from that for some reason. They fear making those decisions because they don't see the value. And therefore, people keep encroaching upon their time. Their time is never their own. And you're never being productive. But let me tell you something. When you learn the power of maintaining balance, it will make you more productive. It'll make you happier home. It'll make everything around you feel so much better. So I just want to encourage you. I want you to hear me loud and clear. Hear me, those of you in the back. Hear me well. Maintain proper balance. Let's review what we've talked about so far. This is great, man. I love it. We're talking about, you know, it should be a marriage and a merger. And a part of that is recognizing, number one, that marriage is a business. Say what you want to say, but you're coming together with another individual with dreams and goals and aspirations. You have them. You got to figure out how those things merge together and how you can accomplish them together with each other's support. Also, remember, it's important that you level up. You got to prepare you. You can't expect something that you're not demonstrating in your own life. So level up. At the end of the day, my expectation is that whoever I marry is at the level where I am because you understand what it took to get there. You understand what's important to me. That's important. Number three, I want people in my life who are complementary, not competing against me. You don't want a marriage where you're always competing against each other. No, you come together as one alliance, complementing each other and competing against the world. Think about that. Y'all against the world. Man, you can create that mantra. It will be a blessing for you. But asset management, making certain you're thinking about how to protect the integrity of your vision, the assets you have, the LLCs and other things that can protect, making certain you have financial goals that you are reaching, benchmarks. You see yourself for the next 10 to 15 years to 20 years. You got it laid out. All those things matter. These are the conversations that you're having, right? And then understanding the importance of branding. How do people identify with you? What is your family brand? What is the thing that you want to be known for? So how do you brand that? Because if you brand it, then it becomes a point of identification for partners to come along and support the brand, support the vision. But it's got to be a brand consistent with your values and consistent with your vision. So branding matters. And then maintaining balance. Really creating a system in your life and your marriage where you can balance it all. You can be productive in business. You can be a great parent, be a great spouse, be a great friend. You can do it all if you really learn how to manage your time effectively, not waste a lot of time. I talked on previous podcasts about time gremlins, getting those things out of the way so you can really be effective. And so what I've learned to do is give everything a time and a space and try to do it and be effective. You'd be amazed how it all comes together. Here's number seven. This is a big one. The whole house should win. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. everybody in your household ought to win. When God told Abram, I'm going to make you a great nation, I'm going to do all these great things, the Bible says that he took his wife, Sarah, with him. God is not just going to give you a vision just for you. When you get married, it's not just one of you blow up. It means the whole house wins. If a great thing comes to one person in that family, that whole family wins. I'm talking about you and your spouse. You have to see it that way. That's why I'm not intimidated by any vision that God gives my spouse. I'm not upset about it. I'm thankful because I know if she wins, we win. She knows if I win, we win. See how this works? So I want you to really process that, think through that. And I want you to remember that when you take the time out to spend the rest of your life with somebody else, it's a beautiful marriage. Yes, spiritually, emotionally, physically, should meet all of your needs. But it's also a merger. There's a business side to it. And some things come down to business decisions. I want to thank y'all so much for listening today. I do. Thank you, whether you were driving or sitting at your desk or at home. Thank you for once again supporting this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. And I just want to thank you in advance. Here's what I want you to do. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. And let me know in the comment section. Let me know. Send me a message. Let me know how this particular podcast has touched you, blessed you. It would mean a lot to me if you did. Make certain you also go to josephwalker3.org for our books and content. That would mean a lot if you did that. I hope you will support and do that. It would mean a lot if you did. So I want to thank you in advance. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And make sure you go over there to our YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Subscribe, share, all those things that people do out there, and comment. We would love to hear your thoughts. I appreciate you so much. And let me know if you're over there that you are a constant listener to Next Level Leader, and you're locked into Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That would mean a lot to me. So thank you so much. I appreciate you all listening, and I hope this has blessed you. It's a unique topic, but necessary, and I cannot wait to share with you next week another amazing topic on leadership. Thank you for being connected. Until next time, you be blessed. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.